With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A suspect in a robbery and stabbing earlier this month now faces charges, including aggravated assault and robbery with an offensive weapon. A teen dropped a cell phone and a man demanded cash to return it. The victim was stabbed when the man tried to leave with both the money and the phone. The teen victim suffered serious injuries. A town councillor in Essex wants to put together a list of vulnerable residents to check in the event of an emergency. Kim Verbeek has ideas who could do it.
Perhaps we link with our fire department, our EMS. It depends on the size of the list. Something similar to the Snow Angels, where perhaps we would just link group or some community volunteers. You know, if you're willing to check in on some of the individuals.
Verbeek plans to ask for a report on it tonight. She says it was a recommendation in the town's climate adaptation plan. The mayor of Lakeshore recognized six local artists at Saturday's Lakeshore Mayor's Arts Ceremony. Painter Kristen Alexander and dancer Haley Cassidy won the Student Artist Award, and the Emerging Artist Award went to performance artist Justin Jewell. If you're crossing the border today through the tunnel, there's more road closures in downtown Detroit. The new list is at WindsorNewsToday.ca, but it includes the southbound Lodge Freeway exit to Jefferson and westbound Jefferson between Beaubien and Washington. The NFL draft starts on the 25th, and the main stage off campus Mauritius is starting to take shape. Calls are growing for Canada to add Iran's Revolutionary Guard to its list of terrorist groups after Iran fired 300 missiles and drones at Israel. Most were shot down. Reuters says it was retaliation after its embassy in Syria was bombed. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Israel it will not take part in a counteroffensive if Israel decides to retaliate. Donald Trump's criminal trial for allegedly paying hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels opens today with jury selection. The CBC says he faces 34 counts of falsifying business documents to cover the payment up. The former U.S. president calls the trial politically motivated. It's the first time a former U.S. president has faced a criminal trial. And Catholic high school students will take part in a mock trial today at the Ontario Superior Court of Justice in Windsor. They'll learn what it's like to prosecute a second-degree murder trial. They'll get help from local lawyers and law students at the University of Windsor. 6-0 for Lakeshore against Thamesford in their West Final. Canada claimed the gold medal at the Women's World Hockey Championship 6-5 in overtime against the U.S. The Jays went 5 runs to the Rockies none, while the Tigers beat the Twins 4-3, and a 118-103 loss for the Raptors to the Heat. The Pistons lost to the Spurs 123-95. Scotty Scheffler won the Masters, finishing 11-under. That's his second win. Sunshine 20 today, clear tonight down to 6. It'll start sunny tomorrow morning, then sun and cloud in the afternoon at 18. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.